This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The man who came to symbolize big business corruption, Enron founder and CEO Ken Lay, is dead, apparently of a heart attack. He was found guilty of defrauding investors in one of the biggest business scandals in history, that about 6 weeks ago. Despite the conviction, Ken Lay told reporters he believed he had done nothing wrong.
I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me. As I have said from day one, I still firmly believe that as of this day. But despite what happened today, I am still a very blessed man.
That's Ken Lay speaking after his convictions in May. We're joined by Robert Bryce. He's the author of the book Pipe Dreams, which is all about the Enron scandals. Robert Bryce, Ken Lay died overnight in Colorado, where he was on vacation. This comes as something of a surprise. He was awaiting sentencing.
I mean, it is a surprise, and, you know, it's not good form to speak ill of the dead, but in some ways, if you look at where Lay was facing a very difficult appeal, if there was any chance of appeal, he's already in his mid-60s and looking at facing the rest of his life in prison. What would you want? Would you rather maybe die of a massive heart attack or spend the rest of your days locked up? I might pick the former.
This might be anyway, out for him, although there's no suggestion that he committed suicide. The hospital, he was in a hospital and pronounced dead about 3 o'clock in the morning. There's no speculation I've seen that he might have taken his own.
No, and I'm not suggesting that. I'm simply saying that here was a man who, had a lot of pride. And I think in some ways that was really his defining characteristic at Enron was, and I think his fatal flaw was, here was a man who was a PhD economist and yet, in my estimation, couldn't read a cash flow statement. Had he been able to understand Enron's cash situation and some of the critical problems we're facing Enron, I believe the company wouldn't have failed.
The government has been seeking more than $40 million, which, according to prosecutors, is what he cleared out of illegal activity, clearly illegal activity. What is the prospect of the government going ahead and actually being able to recover that money from Mr. Lay? Does he have $40 million in assets?
Well, you know, of course, that's really hard to know, and I think only Lay's personal accountant and maybe himself know, what his assets are. It's clear that in the 3 years before Enron's bankruptcy, Lay sold a total of $184.5 million worth of company stock. And it's also clear that he was leading a very lavish lifestyle in February of 2001, just ten months, before the company failed. He threw a birthday party for himself that cost $200,000. On another note, I think one of the riddles, really, that came out of the trial in Houston was, what did Ken Lay do with that $70 million that he borrowed from the company? You may recall that during the trial, there was a lot of discussion. The prosecution really hammered on this issue that Lay had borrowed $70 million, and this, again, in addition to his other stock sales, from Enron, that he then was using Enron's stock to pay back some of that money. So, that's a lot of money, and yes, he was living in a lavish lifestyle, but $70 million just disappeared. Where'd it go?
Ken Lay is gone. We're not going to get answers from him anymore, but questions remain. Robert Bryce, the author of Pipe Dreams, Greed, Ego, and the Death of Enron. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.